The stream is starting soon. In the meantime, enjoy some music.
Ruga likes Liam's live streams. They aren't bad, coming from a surface dweller. You maggot.
Yes.
Whoa. What happened there? Ah. Help. Help? Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that scared me. So I was about to start talking, and then the music from the YouTube stream blared out of my ears on my phone, and I was like, where's the stream coming from? Why am I hearing it again? Hi, everyone. Welcome. It is Sunday, May 7th, 2023. And would you believe I have streamed for 4 days in a row? Unfortunately, that streak is going to break tomorrow as I have students and other work to get done. But it's been a nice swath of streaming. Want to say hello to Amy, who's here. Amy hasn't been here in a while. Hi, Amy. Amy saying this music is fire. Steven Crouch is here. Nightbot is here. Well, that's good. Kavya is here. Are you okay, Liam? What happened? Yeah, we're good. Slight issue. Corning, Liam. I think you mean morning, Madeline. BSI. Hey, Storm Productions, how's it going? Oh, Nightbot's still here. That's good. Let's see. Who else is here? Kavya's here. Battleman's here. I'm here. And hopefully you are also here. So today we're going to do a few different things. We're going to do some crazy party, but we're going to start with some rogue energy. Now, I mentioned this on a last stream, a past couple streams, that we're looking at possibly sponsoring... or doing a sponsorship thing with Rogue. And I'm one of these people where it's like, well, if it's something that I want sponsoring... Sorry, I'm bouncing. You probably can hear it. But I'm bouncing this shaker ball on the desk, and it makes this cool clangy clang noise. It's like my fidget spinner. This is my fidget spinner, and it's great. Doink, 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 doink. Okay. So I wanted to check it out. And I thought I'd make it somewhat interactive. I've got these little packets of drink mixes. There's three of them. We're going to try one today. Not two or three of them, but we're going to pick one and kind of see how it is. It's instead of being a can, it's a drink mix that you add to water and shake up and drink. And it's an energy drink. And it's cheaper than buying cans. And I like cheaper. I'm going to try. Oh, can't type. Going to try to join for crazy party. I'm a bit out of practice, says Madeline. Hey, audio game geek. Cool. Amy will be able to come on more in June. I finished college then. Woo. Awesome. Yeah. Well, good to hear from you again. I meant to message you in Playroom and say, hey, but like, I haven't seen you on and I'm not on very much. So, you know, but glad that you're around. Thanks for being here. Bobby is here. Audio Game Geek is here. Storm. Oh, yeah. Got you. It does say the 6th. Whoops. Sorry. You know what? I'm going to fix that. Yeah. Well, you guys won't see the change, but it will ever be immortalized when people go back to watch the archive. My bad. If you like cheaper, you might not last long in the circle world. Yeah, I don't think circle's going to work for me. I like circle, but it's just, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, hold on. There we go. I forgot the street. Thank you. Yeah. Also, I'm trying to change up how the camera works. The lighting in my room is really bad. I need to fix it, but I don't know what I'm going to really do about it. So we just kind of roll with it. I literally haven't been in Playroom in so long. Damn. Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could just like randomly send you emails and stuff. That'd be cool. Hi, have a random email. all right. So Werner's here. So let me start with some housekeeping. We'll do the housekeeping quick. But first we have to thank patrons. As you guys know, patrons help the channel. I am currently in a situation where the place I was working at for extra money may be closing. I don't know for sure, but they've told us all to go home and that they'll call us when they're ready for us to come back. So yeah, that's a little rough right now. So things are a little tight. So I do appreciate the help from patrons. Big thank you to Dragos Grishianu, Eli Tucker, Habib, Tim Kilgore, Kirsten Guzman, Stealthy, Dennis Vicker, Rich Yamamoto, Marco Garrettoni, Crystal Bell, Jessica Miller, Wandering Waves, James Dean, Jim Denham, Brian Peterson, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Shane Popplestone, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Johan Tan, Megan Schmidt, Hope Odessa, Exterminator 555, Daniel W., Heather Messiker, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Anya Kristen, Shane Early, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Kenny, Super Freak, and Jack Filichek. You can always become a patron at lirvin.me/P, which I'm throwing into chat. If Patreon is not your thing and you would rather just do a one-time donation, you can always do lirvin.me/D. And the cool thing about that is if it's during a stream, it plays a really loud sound that scares me, which is fun. Scaring me is fun. Couple more small things I would like to bring up, and I will do these super quickly. The first one is that there is a really cool new game that is out. It is inspired by Scrabble, and you can play it online or on iOS or Android. The apps are not officially released, but there is test flight for iOS and whatever Android does. It is called Wordvoyance. I always get it confused. I always want to call it Word Voyage. It's called Word Voyance. It's a really cool game. I'm hoping that he's going to make some other really neat stuff. I know he was working on a Hangman game, which is pretty cool. If he can add multiplayer to that, I think it'd be a lot of fun. But Ben is a cool dude. He was actually here on yesterday's stream, and we haven't even gotten to play his game yet, but he still showed up, which is really awesome. So check that out. I've thrown the link in chat. It is called Word Voyance by Them Is Games. And they are fun. I mean, it's a cool game. I've been playing against Ben. He's been killing me. You can tell that he has tested his game extensively and is really good at Scrabble because he's wrecking me by about 100 points right now. And, oh, yeah, no, I had to, oh, here, let me fix the camera. Yeah. Hold on. It shouldn't be taking. Let me see what's going on with that camera. Well, it's 640 by 480, so it shouldn't be taking the whole screen. Weird. Okay. I have to try this word thing. It's really cool. It's really kind of fun. You can play against friends, and I would think that he's going to expound into more games. One of the really cool things too is it is accessible for everyone. So there is graphics, there is high contrast. It's not just a specific thing. He's trying to build things that are friendly for everyone, which I think is cool. Hey, how's it going, Chris? Hopefully I got that right. Okay. The other thing I wanted to bring up is, and I'll make this super quick, I am going to be speaking for the Lighthouse for the Blind Incorporated of Seattle, and that will be May 17th. I'm throwing the link to the registration page. Come support me if you can. I know it's going to be late for some people, but if you're going to be around, come watch it. It's going to be awesome. Lighthouse for the Blind does some really cool stuff. You can find out more at lhblind.org. They have facilities in Seattle, Spokane, Somerville, South Carolina, and they also have some base supply centers. So check them out and support them. And then very, very, very quick, I'll make this 20 seconds. We are supported by Sleep Phones. It's a comfortable, breathable headband that you can wear to get a better night's sleep. You can either get a Bluetooth model or a wired model. And wired model is cool because you can buy an adapter for your iPhone and plug it into your Lightning port and listen to whatever you want to listen to while you're trying to sleep. I use them. Hopefully you check them out and enjoy them if you're looking for that sort of thing. lirvin.me/SP. And that is also going in chat. So there you go. Housekeeping. I tried to do a little faster. I don't know what's up with the camera. Had to kill the... Had to kill the background because there was a lot of problems with it artifacting and not picking me up. I do think there is something up with the camera. I just don't know what I'm going to do about it at this point. I'm going to call some friends that I can do some real-time video stuff with, and they are going to sit down with me and be like, yeah, your camera's good or your camera's bad, or this is what's going on here, so like how we fix it. So I apologize that the camera might suck. So let's start with the new potential sponsor, which is Rogue Energy. This is they make both hydration and energy products. We've got these little single serve packets. We got a sample. I was going to get a starter kit, which I should have done. We'd have had more choices and flavors, but I've got strawberry, kiwi, blood orange, and black cherry. So what I need you all to do is, yeah, Storm, I'll let you know. I have to fix it quick because I've got a meeting soon, but I will definitely talk to you about it because I got to figure out what's going on. It could be the lighting in here. It could be any number of things. I just don't know. So anyways, I need you guys to vote on which one I should try. So let me get a poll going. Let's see. Pick a flavor. So we have strawberry, kiwi, black cherry, and blood orange. Okay. So go ahead and vote. The poll is up. So please place your votes now. And oh, there's my ball. There we go. And I've got a shaker mug I stole from the kitchen. And I did order a branded Rogue Energy one because they're like 16-ounce shakers and I really wanted their shaker. But I wanted to give this a try because it's cheaper than buying a can of energy drinks. So normally an energy drink for me is like $2.60 to $3, maybe a little cheaper if I can get them from Dollar General, but they're still not cheap. Also, you have cans and you've got just extra aluminium. Haha, see, British people, I say it just like you do. But you got a lot of extra aluminium hanging around and stuff, and it's just, you know. Ah, Nikita says it's Nikita Banana, and I'm here to say the bananas need to ripen in a certain way. I beat you to it. Oh, look at that. We have trained Nikita well. All right, so Madeline says strawberry kiwi. If you can, vote in the poll, Madeline. Remember, the votes, only the votes that you click on count. I got 13 votes already. Give you guys a little more time. Ooh. Oh, wow. This is close. This is going to be a very, very close one. I think it's going to go right down the middle. I love that Nikita just now just does it. But I'm still going to do it anyways. Nikita, oh, yeah. Nikita Smith is here. So it's Nikita Banana, and she's here to say that bananas need to ripen in a certain way. See, I'm doing it anyways. Haha. You can't stop me. I love that. For those that don't know, Chiquita Banana, I don't know if they're really still a thing, but in the 1940s, Carmen Miranda did the Chiquita Banana song, and like it was a big deal, and it was like that was like the Chiquita Banana thing, and yada yada yada, and it was just like Carmen Miranda, and you know, I don't know now how like what if there are still Chiquita Bananas. I don't like bananas, so I wouldn't know. I don't enjoy bananas at all. They're gross. The only thing that's grosser than bananas is anything banana flavored. Just ew, you know, don't like it. Do not like, do not want. All right, I'm going to give you guys another couple minutes. 15 votes. Yeah. So I give another 30 seconds on the poll. We might have to do a runoff. I'm just, ooh, No, I think we're going to have a winner, but just barely. Oh, okay. Nikita's got to go to a conference, so we're not important enough. I see how it is. Fine. No, I get it. I hope you have a good conference, and I hope it goes well. Yeah, I don't think many members of your audience will know who Carmen Miranda is. You're probably right, Austin. But it would take too long for me to explain. There's this great thing called Google, which you should use. That would be great. Thanks. I made it up to vote. I was downstairs. Thanks, Brandon. Sorry about that. I love that your regular viewers all have inside jokes with you. I don't love bananas either. That's right. We've got blind. You're blind Yeti, which stole accident on my part. All right, let's end the poll. See what we're trying. Oh my gosh. Forty-one 41% strawberry kiwi, black cherry 29, blood orange 29. All right, so it looks like it's going to be strawberry kiwi. Let me make sure that I've got strawberry kiwi. I believe I put it on the top. Yeah, let's just take a look here. And I'm trying to get Seeing AI to read the text on here, and this, of course, is never easy. Let me just set that there. Here we go. Come on, dude. You were working so good earlier. It was great. It was so good. You were working perfectly. Also, not an official thing, but next week, Tony's new episode of Tony Gebhardt Show is coming out, and I was the guest for that. So I will post a link to that, and I would highly recommend you check that out. It was a lot of fun. All right, it said hold steady. Yep, there's strawberry kiwi. All right, so we need our little ball, and let's get our cup of water. So it's 16 ounces of water with one of these packets. Here goes the ball. Love that sound. All right. So the mixer ball is in. I'm going to open up this packet of powder. And that's gone in. Hopefully. Oh, went up my nose. Hopefully it's all in there. I think it is. And now my favorite part of any mix is shaking it up. Bob Ross says, beat the devil out of it. I'm going to shake the devil out of it. Okay, here we go. Hands getting tired. I feel like I've said that in my life before. Okay. So we have 16 ounces of water. We have a packet of strawberry kiwi flavoring. I do want to try all three of these. So if this one is not great, that's okay. Doesn't disqualify it, but I'd like to try the other two. We have blood orange and black cherry, which I'll try through the week. So a mixer ball is like it looks like a spring, and it's supposed to froth. So like if you're mixing like a protein shake or something, it helps froth the liquid because it's just the springy ball that bounces around inside the cup. Unless you're living in the year 1997, then people look at you funny if you say the word Google. Yep. Does anyone know how to get the magic edge in BK3? I can't find it. I don't know. All right. So here is the moment of truth. Strawberry Kiwi Rogue Energy. You know, it's not bad. It tastes pretty good. I don't mind it. It tastes like both strawberries and kiwi. Oh, I don't like Tony G. I never had a problem with him, dude. You know what? Here's the thing. There's a lot of people, believe it or not, that think that I am very arrogant and full of myself. And so sometimes with people, it's either you love them or you hate them. There's no in between. I've never had a problem with him personally. He's been a pretty chill dude with me. But I get that. I understand. It does. Like, I do hear from people and they'll be like, yeah, someone said that they don't like you 'cause you're really arrogant. And I'm like, I'm sorry, 'cause I'm just a dude that likes to do stuff. I apologize for that. This isn't bad. I would say it's sugar-free, which is probably good. I don't need sugar. The ball bounces around there. It's not bad. All right. I didn't know what to expect. So normally you can buy a tub of this flavoring, and I'm assuming it comes with a scoop, and you scoop out like one scoop of it. You throw it in a shaker bottle with 16 ounces of cold water, and then you mix it up. Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. No, you know what? I know where you're coming from, actually. I completely get where you're coming from. I don't want to trash talk people on stream, because again, I like it to be a positive place. I understand what you mean. I think some people who want to do good can get preachy, and sometimes it can be a bit much for people. I've never really noticed it. I mean, obviously it doesn't mean it doesn't happen, but no, I got you. It's all good. I mean, I just think, you know, the community is small. I think it's really important we all try to get along. And I'm not going to get into the whole, you know, Bambi's mother quote, but no, I got you. I understand. I don't know. Like I said, never had a problem. We're chill. You know, I mean, if I did, I wouldn't go airing my dirty laundry either. It's not a good thing. All right. Well, anyways, let's play a little crazy party. Now that I've drank this, I think it's all done. Might be a little left in the bottom. Hold on. Okay. So it's not bad. Really is not bad at all. I will say I was not really sure what to expect, but I am not disappointed. You guys gave me, actually, to be honest with you, gave me my least favorite flavor. I don't like strawberry kiwi very much, but that wasn't bad. I wouldn't buy strawberry kiwi again, but I like that there's blood orange and black cherry, and there's a couple other ones. So that was pretty cool. All right. I am not opposed to that. Can we play water or relaxing games, please? Well, we'll do a vote because it's not my birthday. So I'm going to let you guys vote on games this time. Let me get Crazy Party going. I think it's in this folder. I moved it. Here we go. Yeah, you know what's funny is I think, because I was thinking about this, is that I think a lot of people mean well, but I think sometimes their personalities clash with ours, and so we instantly just go, that person sucks. Because like I said, I know I get that sometimes, because I've talked to a couple friends, and they're like, yeah, we know you really well, but so-and-so was like complaining that you are very like full of yourself and act very high and mighty, which I don't try to do. And I apologize if I do that, because really I'm just here to give back and have fun and try to keep doing what I do. I know the big annoyance for people has always been Patreon and any of the sponsor stuff. And I apologize for that. Like, there's nothing I hate more than when it's like, hey, this podcast is sponsored by Audible. I like books. You'll like books too. Visit my Audible link to get a free trial. Like, I know it's annoying. And I apologize. But it also says something when you have people approaching you going, hey, can we sponsor? Like, it shows that what you're doing works to a certain degree. So, I appreciate that as well. All right, crazy, so let's fire up some crazy party. Menu, play the adventure. So again, here's the way you do this. You go down to online play.
Online play.
First option is see public server list. Hold down the shift key. Don't pull a Madeline, though. Don't keep it held down so long that filter keys turns on. Hold down shift, press enter.
Public server list.
You'll hear a click.
Which server would you like to connect? Central
and
server.
And wait till you hear it, then let go and hit L.
Lworks. Server.
For Lworks.
Lworks. Server application for connecting.
Press and application. You will connect right on up to the Lworks server. Oh, Madeline has to restart her computer. Okay. Hey, half your content isn't ads. You're fine. And you know the thing about the sponsorship stuff is that if I'm going to have a sponsor, it is going to be something that I use and like. I'm not interested in like having a random company be like, can we sponsor your thing? We make like window shades and stuff. It's like, no, it's got to be something that I appreciate and that I use and that I would stand behind. And I thought Rogue Energy was a new game you were going to play. That would be a cool game. That sounds like a Steve game, doesn't it? It's the sequel to Scramble, Rogue Energy. All right, so let's vote on a game list. Let's see. And this will give people, this will give Madeline a chance to restart her computer, I guess. No, we're not doing a Q&A. I don't know why I just clicked on that. So, you know, the new thing that YouTube does that I just said absolutely not, will never do it in my life, is you can have mid-roll ads. So, like, I can be streaming, and then YouTube every now and then can kick in and start running ads and interrupt the experience. And I'm just like, no. And the thing is, I know that that increases revenue, but that sucks for you guys, and I'll never do that. All right. So, we have water, relaxing. And let's pick one more. We'll do this one. All right. So pick a list. Water games, relaxing games, or Liam's favorites. Kavya says, I so agree with what you said earlier about people different with different personalities. You said it better than I ever could. No, I mean, like, there is a thing, like, sometimes some personality just does not mesh with yours at all. And it doesn't mean that they're like a bad person. You just can't stand them. Cause I have people like that, like, that I cannot stand, and they're not inherently bad human beings. They just, ugh, I just want to kick them hard repeatedly, but they're not bad people. Like, inherently they're not bad. They just, I don't care for them. I stream on Twitch. I've been playing The Last of Us 1 port for PC. Yeah, that's pretty cool. TV show's still better. I'm gonna say every time someone brings up Last of Us, I like the TV show better. Now, what I heard is there's a rumbling that the new PGA Tour by EA, not the 2K one, but EA PGA Tour is supposed to be moderately accessible. I guess the menus are reading. Now, how that translates to gameplay, no friggin' idea. If anyone knows, please tell me, because I think I still have EA Play. Like, I am not paying $70 for a game that I don't know if it's gonna work. But I might be interested in checking it out at some point. my life is really busy. I have students tomorrow. I've got other work to do and stuff. I might have time Tuesday. So I don't know. I'd be interested. Moderately accessible. No, it's not. I've already played it, says Dominic. Yeah, I wish Jedi Survivor was accessible. You mean Yeti Survivor? Oh, no, wait. You actually mean Jedi this time. All right. Let's end the poll. It's been... Oh, no. Yeah. It's only been 2 minutes. I'll give you guys another minute. Sorry. Well, there's a lot of votes, but I'll give you another minute. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess the menus work, which is great, but like, I don't know about the gameplay, and that's kind of the important part, is what's the gameplay like? So, but if I can get the free trial on EA Play and all it costs me is some time to download it, I might check it out. Might be worth looking at. I mean, I'm not expecting much, but spoken menus are a good start. I wish more games. I think, like, though gameplay is important to me, if you can give me spoken menus, I might be able to get further. I'm still going to be limited, but at least I'll have menus. Oh, I got PS5. I can do that. Okay, you'll have better vibration haptic support on PS5. Yeah, I mean, I would give it a shot. I don't know. Have I tried God of War Ragnarok? No. Because the game still has some OCR challenges and stuff, and you have to OCR things, I'm not interested. It's $70. I'm not buying it. Why would I play something that I have to find workarounds for? It just doesn't make sense to me. Also, big patch came out. They didn't fix any accessibility stuff. So, no, it's not worth my time. And I don't have a lot of time anymore. I'm really limited now with school and some potential stuff from school that I don't want to talk about right now because I actually can't. Few weeks, I might be able to say something, and it might be really, really big. Dominic said I found it on eBay. Well, I can't because I don't have a disk drive. I've got the one PS5 that doesn't have the drive in it. So, yeah, no God of War for me. I'm not doing it. excuse me. All right, so let's see what you guys voted for. Water, 50%. Relaxing, 33%. Liam's favorite, 16%. So we're going to do some water games. All right. We're going to do some swimming.
Valentina Galster donated €2.49 through Super Chat. Hugs from Germany. Hugging face.
Hey, how's it going? Savina, what you need to do is choose the public server option. Go down to, okay, so choose online. When you highlight the public server, hold the shift key and press enter. You'll hear a little pop, and then you can press L, and you should see LWorks. But you need to make sure that you hear that click. Also, I've been hearing some rumors that sometimes the server list is not coming up right away for people, so you may need to try multiple times. Valentina, so good to see you again. Hope you are doing well. And that's awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, hold down shift and then press enter. But remember, don't hold it down so long that you do what Madeline does and makes filter keys come on. Never going to let you live that down. Ever. Gosh. All right. So let me get the game started. We're going to do water games. All right, games are up. I'll give you guys a couple minutes to connect. Oh, I lost my... Hey, there we go. I lost the window. Computer's still not working. Taking forever to load. What did you do to it, Madeline? I mean, I'm sorry. I hope you get it fixed, though. That's not good. All right. Giving you guys another minute or two. So I was supposed to make meatloaf today, and I don't think the eggs I have in the fridge are good anymore. So meatloaf might be delayed until I get more eggs. Yay. That's unfortunate. I really wanted to make meatloaf and some mashed potatoes. I make these goat cheese and herb mashed potatoes that are really good. I'm not making those this time. I was just going to make some like basic like butter and milk mashed potatoes. Something simple. But yeah, no, I'm hoping in a few weeks I might have some cool news. I either will or I won't. So you're either going to hear something or you're not. If it doesn't pan out, we're not going to talk about it. But hoping in, probably 2 weeks. It will be cool, but also crazy, but cool. So it's going to be one of those things. All right, going to give you guys another 45 seconds. Did I really just go? Yeah, I did. Oh, no. I accidentally deleted my Jaws 2022 icon. Oh, geez. What are you doing to your computer, Madeline? Stop it. You need to be nice to your computer. If I knew anything about computers and was an AT instructor, I could probably tell you how to fix it. But since I am not, I don't know. Sorry. You know. Also, it's Sunday. I'm off duty. I don't have to teach till tomorrow, which is cool. Got to work with my students. They are doing good. I am so happy with them. I don't talk about my students much on here because HIPAA is real. But really, really happy. I it's funny. I have not had a bad student yet. And I know that like saying that now, the universe is going to be like, hey, Liam, hold my beer. But I love my students. And even apparently I have some people that are decidedly difficult and have never had a problem with them. They've been wonderful to work with. So I don't know. Madeline says, help. All right, well, we're going to get going, you guys. Let's do this thing. 10 players.
Configuration profile triggers enabled.
Madeline, try to figure it out. We'll get you on the next one. We'll get the blind Yeti back.
Welcome to this minigame party. You're going to play 10 minigames.
All right. So, I'll turn this music down every time.
Press enter.
So, we're just waiting for everyone to press enter. Make sure you're in the window. Otherwise, enter does not fire.
Game one.
I really want to ask him to fix that. I'm going to email him at some point and be like, can you please fix that?
Extraterrestrial beach.
Oh, extraterrestrial beach. I either do really good on this or I am awful.
You are on a planet with very low gravity. As a result, your jumps are much longer than usual. However, the waters of this beach are very dangerous. Fortunately, wooden boards float this and that. Your goal is to jump from board to board so as not to get into the water.
Should it be they float here and there, not this and that? Just saying. This game. Ah. Ooh.
Your score is 20 points.
Also, the sharks don't sound like sharks. They sound like barrels. Is that what a shark sounds like? Madeline says, okay, fine. I'm sorry, Madeline. I don't know how to help right now. I would like to help, but I'm also running a stream, so I'm sorry. If you're still stuck later, I guess drop me a message somewhere and I can work with you on it. I can't do much right now. I'm sorry. Okay. Everyone's done.
Crazy party.
Moving on to the next game. I'm getting better at that one game now. That game's kind of a struggle. I love the high jump distance, though. It's like jumping on the moon.
Flip-flop.
Oh, no, not this game. I hate this game so much. Why? Why this game?
Water is an extremely precious commodity. That is why we must learn to count each and every drop. A pair of numbered faucets from left to right is put in front of you. Listen to them dripping water one drop after the other. Once they're done, you'll have to guess which of the two faucets has dropped more than the other. Press enter when you're ready. Round one. Which faucet has dropped more water?
This one? Two?
You have selected the faucet two. The faucet number one has emitted 15 drops. The faucet number two has emitted 16 drops.
Ooh, round two. All right. I hate this game.
Which faucet has dropped more water? Use the
two, I think.
You have selected the faucet two. The faucet number one has emitted 11 drops. The faucet number two has emitted 12 drops. You win for round three.
All right.
Which faucet has dropped more?
That's, I think it was two. That really.
You have selected the faucet two. The faucet number one has emitted 10 drops. The faucet number two has emitted 13 drops.
Okay, good. Wow, yeah. I was right.
Which faucet has dropped more water? Use the number one.
Right, was it one or two? That's the question. I think it was two again. It either was or it wasn't.
You have selected the faucet two. The faucet number one has emitted 14 drops. The faucet number two has emitted 12 drops.
It was one.
Round five.
Oh, I got a fifth round. Okay.
Which faucet has dropped more?
I think it was one.
You have selected the faucet one. The faucet number one has emitted 11 drops. The faucet number two has emitted 10 drops.
Right.
You win 4 points. Your score is 12 points.
So 12. All right. I mean, that's better than I've done. How did you guys do? Hi, Philip. And my computer's just stupid. Yeah, like I said, I mean, I can't do much right now, but if it's still playing up, as the Brits would say, I could try to help you with it later. It's your personal one, right? So it's not your work one, which is good.
Everyone's done here on the score.
We could look at it. I mean, it could be any number of things, really, but yeah, it's not good. Rogue Energy, Philip, is a energy drink that we're looking at, and you missed it. We tried strawberry kiwi.
The Frisbees of Peace.
Oh, the Frisbees of Peace. I wonder if there's one that involves legumes called the Frisbees of Peas. That'd be kind of cool. So in this one, we're going to throw Frisbees at boats. Just like that. Oh, take that, you boat. Also, Austin, if you're still here, I have to make my Word presentation tomorrow. And I feel like you would understand that very well.
16 seconds, 7.
Drop. There we go. Oh, yes, I got it.
Your score is 20 points.
So Rogue Energy is a new energy drink that we're trying out. It comes in a powder form, and you add it to 16 ounces of cold water, and we tried strawberry kiwi, and it was actually very good. And it's funny, because strawberry kiwi is my least favorite flavor. So if I liked it, and I don't like strawberry kiwi, I'm excited for, we have blood orange and black cherry. I'm looking forward to trying both of those, hopefully through the week. I will probably try one on Chatting with Viewers. The cool thing about Rogue Energy is you buy a tub of powder and it like comes in like a scoop. So you scoop out a scoop of powder and then it goes into a shaker bottle. And I guess each tub is like 30 servings. And so you literally get your energy drink for a dollar instead of where like when I buy mine, it's like usually like $2.50 to $3 a can. Oh, almost got it to work, says Madeline. Oh, gosh. Oh, Philip's got to watch a video for his chess tournament. Well, have a good video watching. All right,
So in this one... Trying to pay attention to where the stingrays are coming from. You can also go on angles too.
5 points. 5 points. 28 seconds.
Freedom! Okay. Oh gosh. Oh, I'm like in. Man.
Your score is 11 points.
All right, 11 points. That was enough. Oh, man, that's so frustrating. I don't like that game. I don't understand it. I mean, I got 11. That's probably the best score I've gotten in a while. But still very brutal. I'm not happy with that score. All right. But, yeah, so Rogue Energy is pretty good so far. They've got cans, tubs, and they've got these single serve containers that I like. The single serves are a lot more, and they don't have all the flavors that you would get in like a tub. But I think for blind people personally, and I'm waiting for someone to go, oh, we're not stupid. I honestly think these single serve pouches are better. You just tear it open and you pour it into your water. They're pre-measured. I think it's just a lot less fuss and a lot less muss, but they don't do them for all the flavors, and they charge more. Hey, Maddie. Oh, Madeline got it. I don't understand why it's such a challenge, Madeline, to get that working.
We're still waiting for Werner.
All right, we're still waiting for Werner. Come on, let's do it. But yeah, no, I am. I liked the first one I had. I thought it was very good. I mean, it's about as good as a
Game 5
energy drink can be. I drank it all. That was good.
Sailing across the lake.
Sailing across the lake. Oh, what a hard game. How will I ever survive?
Here's a very quiet and peaceful lake. Aboard a boat, your goal is to paddle and enjoy your trip.
All right. We're going to paddle our boat. Da boat, da boat. Paddling da boat. Da boat. So if you guys missed the Games for Blind Gamers Jam video from yesterday, check it out. There were some really interesting games in there. Definitely some games that weren't as good. And probably you may not agree with my opinion on all of them. But please go watch that video. It's a lot of fun. And I always love those jams. And if you think that I'm missing any games, because allegedly I missed an RPG and I missed some other stuff, tell me what I should play, and I'll do another video, and we'll check out the remaining games that you feel that I missed, or maybe you feel I should revisit something because I wasn't fair to it, or what have you. So please tell me. I'd love to hear about that. There we go.
Your score is 20 points.
Because really, to me, it's, you know, like, I love doing these gems, but I only have so much time for each game, and so I don't think I always treat them fairly. So if you feel like I didn't give something enough love, or didn't, I missed the point or whatever, yeah, please tell me. Because that's what we do. I spent more time after Brandon on Discord was like, yeah, I'm playing the Fishifus. I went back and messed with it a little bit more. I turned off the Reaper because I like that sort of peaceful fishing experience. And I really like it. I'm getting it much better now.
Everyone's done here are the scores.
And I know Shift Tactic has another game that I'd like to check out that's more like fleshed out. He does a lot of really cool, like, experimental concepts.
Diving for pearls.
But not all of them I would really consider as games. But it's cool to see now that a lot of the ideas are being turned into actual games. Or more playable experiences. They're not just like, let's explore a planet, but let's actually have a story and things like that. Need a bubble. Thank you. I love when you get a bubble and you have full air, it just pops. Thank you. Oh, what? There we go.
Hit 5 points.
I'm gonna drown. I'm gonna drown. Oh, I drowned.
21 seconds.
And I was like,
12 points.
I would have had that bubble. 2 more seconds, I would have had it. That's all right. You know what? No, I didn't even.
Your score is 12 points.
Oop, I didn't even get that one. Oh, I got NVDA to work. I gave up on 2022 for now. Periphery synthetic isn't as done. And side B is feature complete. Okay.
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Leave Mervin's score 12.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I just thought there was more, like, there was more stuff to be done. I love, like, experimental concepts are cool to me, but I love when a game has, like, actual game stuff. So, like, the cloud skipping thing was cool, but it's just a player with clouds, which I'm okay with. But I like stuff with gameplay elements.
Toxic spots are polluting both the water and the shore of a beach. With a purifying spray in hand, you have to go to each spot.
Alright, so this one's fun. We have to spritz the things. Kind of doing. Normally, I would do the land first, but since all these were here, just kind of going after these first. Doing my swimming, doing my swimming, doobity doo, doing my swimming. I'm glad there's no eels or jellyfish or sharks or pointy things that will kill me. Oh, I found some stuff to spray. Hey, 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 what a wonderful day. Going to spray this with my spray thing, and then I'm going to win all of the points. Do, do, do. I like trees. Do, do, do. I like trees.
16 points.
Really? Like, they were like almost all the way down there. Right.
18 points.
Did I miss one in the water?
23 seconds.
If I miss one, I'm going to be really sad. Oh, there it is. Yay, I win! I'm the winner!
Your score is 20 points.
I'm good. Oh, wait. Are you saying episode A, Brandon? I'm confused. I'm trying to read that message, and I'm a little confused by it. Sorry, dude. All right. I'm working on the railroad. I think Rogue Energy is working, you guys. I think this doesn't have as much caffeine as some other stuff does, but I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing, y'all. So I'm feeling pretty good. Oh my gosh. Yeah, we're going to have to try Black Cherry and what's the other one I want to try? Blood Orange. Uptime, by the way, who I adore, I just cannot get them down here, makes a Blood Orange energy drink, and I love it. But so expensive. So this Rogue Energy thing might be cool. What I don't like about Rogue Energy, I'll be honest, is I don't like their website. I am not a fan of their website at all. I do not like it. Their store is not great. But I will say I do like the tubs. The tubs might be cool. I'm excited for some of the other flavors. They've got a lot of flavors going on. And I'm interested in trying, like, I think they've got like a lemonade and stuff. My problem is I don't really want 30 servings of one flavor. I like these little packets. I might be like, yeah, no, today I want strawberry. Tomorrow I might want lemonade. It's just, I don't know. They should do mini tubs. Personally, give me small tubs. Let me get like a mini.
The underwater cave.
Oh, this one's so easy. Well, for me, I hate the term easy. I was saying that to a student the other day. I'm like, we call things easy. I'm like, but you know, your easy might be difficult for me. My easy might be difficult for you. So let's avoid using the word easy and say simple. So I don't like easy. I like simple. Things that are few steps are simple. Things that are multiple steps aren't as simple. In fact, speaking of, I need to email him after this stream. I owe him class notes. We're learning how to put bard books on our milestone. By our, I mean his. So we're doing bard book transfers and stuff like that. And we've been working a lot on YouTube and it's fun. I love it. I don't know what took me so long to really get into teaching heavily. I taught unofficially for my old job, but really to be teaching students and stuff is so much fun. I love it. If you are looking for an AT, please call me. Especially if you're hiring. I am all for teaching. Boom.
Your score is 20 points.
But I'll tell you, teaching is hard because you need to have patience. And I'm not a patient person. But when I'm working with somebody and they're learning stuff, yeah, I don't know where the patience comes from, but I've got it. I need a little more. But it's, you know, it's not bad. It's a learning process, too. Sometimes you have to learn how to be patient. You just have to, like, learn to take deep breaths and just go, okay, you know. And I have a student that is, always so panicky. He's like, oh my gosh, am I taking too long? And I'm like, listen, this is your time. I'm like, if it takes you 10 minutes to do one thing, that's okay. I don't mind that. I'm here to make sure you get it done. Well, can you be patient with me? And I'm like, patient with you? I'm more worried that you're going to be patient with me. So, you know, it's great. I like it. Yeah, this game is indeed really relaxing, says Matt. I agree. It is very relaxing. It's chill. You just swim forward. I was talking while playing the game. I wasn't even listening to the game, really. I was just swimming forward, grabbing bubbles. getting the next bubble going on. And I like it. It's relaxing. I don't know if it's in relaxing games. Let me look. Yes, it is.
Crazy.
It is. It is in relaxing games, as it should be. I've discovered that the DualSense built-in microphone is stereo. Really? I didn't know that. So I've never hooked the DualSense up to my computer because it's hooked up to my PlayStation. But that's very interesting. And I will say, I like the Xbox a lot, but I think Sony wins in the controller department. I'd like to get an Xbox Series S or preferably X.
Game 9.
Especially with Forza coming out, but
who is this?
I don't. This game's okay. I wish the draw distance was better. All right, so you need to find
the fight of number one.
Number one. See, I can never hear the buoys.
Zero points.
There's a buoy. That's two. Where's one? Dang it. Fun of a sitch. I do not like this. I'm not happy right now.
0.63 seconds. Well done.
There we go. All right.
Fantastic. Now go find the blue number three.
All right. That was... not very happy. Oh no, what happened? What happened? Did the server just go down? Oh no, what happened?
Like me.
Oh, what happened?
What do you want to
connect
to the control server?
Oh my gosh, it did. Oh man. Oh, that sucks.
Connect to a private.
Okay.
Public.
So my internet bombed. Thanks, Sparklight. I can wait for a few minutes. Man, that is so icky. Hate it. Yeah, now I don't know. Is my internet... Let's see. Weird. I don't have any dropped frames. That's so weird. Because I don't... I was just looking. I don't have any dropped frames. Normally, in OBS, if you are disconnected and then reconnect, you drop some frames. So I don't know what actually just happened there. That's really bizarre. All right. Thanks for letting me know. I don't know. Some people have been complaining that in the area Sparklight's been giving them trouble recently, and I had a dropout yesterday during the stream. I don't know if anyone noticed it, but clearly today, yeah, I see a OBS Studio reconnection successful. So something happened there. Okay, that's not good. That's gross. Grr. I do not like it, I do. Yeah, I never dropped from the stream. I don't... That's so weird. Yeah, so in the status bar at the bottom, it'll say, like, drop frame 0.0%, and it says, like, live 110.47. Oh, 150, and then it shows whether or not it's recording. Yada, yada. Also, James, since you're here, was going to tell you, I'm still waiting for the state, and you know what I'm waiting for. I'm still waiting for Missouri. It's been a while. I am in ophthalmological review. So I've been there since March, apparently. Whee! Madeline says, are we playing another game? Yeah, we could do another one. Should we vote on another list? So we were almost through that. That is so disappointing. Yeah, we could vote on another list. Let's see here. Let you guys vote on another. Let's see. So we did water. So we're not going to do that again. I know we shortchanged it. Let's see. What else we got? All right. All right. So we're going to do this one. Do you guys want Liam's favorites, relaxing games or castle games? That was gross. I'm so not happy. We were doing so good. Rawr. Oh, well. I'll let you guys vote on this one. If it continues to be a problem, then I don't know. But yeah. So I've been hearing mixed stuff again about PGA Tour. I might take a look at it on Tuesday. I could probably do it on Twitch or on YouTube. I haven't used my Twitch much because all you guys are over here. So I don't know. Should I look at it? Should I even bother looking at PGA Tour? I like golf. I don't know if we can play it, but... I'm curious what you guys think. Yeah, thanks, James. Yeah, I hope they do turn around. It's very up in the air right now. I mean, there might be some potentially good stuff coming, but it hasn't come yet. So this would be a good time for it to happen. Oh, so Dominic says, don't waste my time. Seb says I should take a look at it. I mean, if the menus talk, we could at least set something up and then see how it kind of works. But, I mean, I'm not going to... So I'm going to do EA Play, so I'm not spending any money on it or anything like that, because I have EA Play for another year. So I might as well, you know, look at stuff that comes down. But, I mean, I don't know how really... doable it's going to be. It might be fun to smack golf balls just to see what works, what doesn't. Yeah, because I think Tuesday I actually have some free time, maybe. Let's look at my calendar, actually. Take a look at my calendar. So tomorrow, let's see. All right. I have 3 events tomorrow. Teaching at 9. Oh, I got that at 1 to 2. And then I have my presentation at 3. Okay, sweet. So I actually have an hour before my presentation to make sure that I don't screw up. Tuesday, I have 2 events. Oh, Brian's teaching. And then that. Okay, so I do have stuff in the afternoon on Tuesday, but I'm free otherwise. What we got going on Wednesday? Oh, nothing. Yeah, my Wednesday looks amazing. Oh, I'm so happy. Thursday is that. That's good. And then I have 5 events on Friday. What's going on Friday? Oh, right. Okay. So I've got that. I've got that. That's due. Oh, and then I've got the dry run for that at 4. Oh, man. Friday is going to be a hell day. Oh, jeez. All right. Well, yeah, don't waste my time, at least on an Xbox. All right. I won't do it on Xbox then, which is fine because I don't have a current Xbox. All right. Make sure you guys vote, by the way, if you haven't already. I'll leave the poll open for another 30 seconds or so. But it looks like... Hey, Colby. It looks like we're pretty well set with what the vote's going to be. So maybe Wednesday or Tuesday, I'll stream. We'll just check out PGA Tour. Just see what it's like. Spend like an hour on it. Just look at something new. I also do need to work on my camera, which is a problem. So I've got to call someone today or tomorrow, preferably today, and figure out what's wrong with my camera. I think the camera, I hope it's not broken. Because I don't have money to buy a camera right now. So, I mean, either that or I'm going to have to figure out. But I need my camera next week for the webinar, and I might need it for something else. Not only blind fans or anything bad like that. Also, where did all my viewers go? All right, let's end this. There we go. Forza will be released for PC. Oh, it's just badly positioned. Okay, cool. That's fine. That might be fixable. In fact, that might be fixable right now. Let me see. Boop. There we go. Hand comes up and positions the camera. Also, it's probably a little off center. Let me see. Hold on. There we go. All right. That might be better. All right. Yeah. Storm, I'll talk to you. After the stream, I've got to go do some stuff around the apartment. If I can't catch up with you today, I'll try to catch up with you tomorrow because I'll be awake early anyways. All right. Castle Games, 50%. Liam's Favorites, 33%. Relaxing Games, 16%. So let's try doing... Let's see if this works. Because I'm... Now I'm dropping frames. Okay. So do L-Works.
Configuration profile.
There we go. Do mini-games quiet mode. No team. I'm going to give this a try. This might be the last one for today because of the technical issues. I will definitely come back and stream some more Crazy Party this week. I don't know when, but we'll make something work. Oh, it's just too much light. Okay. I don't know how to eliminate the light. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because the problem is I have a window behind me. If I cover the window with a curtain... like a blackout curtain, which I could do, then I don't have light in here, and I can light it with a monitor, but if I turn the light on, the light's going to be too bright, so I don't know how to deal with this. Anyone, if you got ideas on lighting, please tell me, because, yeah, it's gross. All right, so letting people connect, I'll give you guys a minute or so, and then we'll play some castle games. Yeah, I know the light's out of control, and I don't know, like, the window is behind me. It's exactly behind me, and so I'm getting, like, that from straight behind me, and I could put up a towel or something to black that out. We've got blackout curtains in the bedroom. I might get a blackout curtain for in here. I just need to get someone to come put it up, and I can call the maintenance dude and see what he's doing, but it's not going to be done in time. if I turn on the light, it might be okay. But wouldn't turning on the light be bad, though? Oh, you mean like if I can block? Do you mean blocking the light behind me? Yeah, we'll talk about it, dude. We'll figure it out. We'll make it happen. I'll get you on like Zoom or on something, and we'll play with the light and the positioning and figure out. I just the lighting is going to be a problem, and I do need, you know, I got to figure that out at some point. All right, so let's play. Let's see. 9:15. I'll give you guys like a few more seconds. Yeah, because now we're seeing people connect. But this will be the last one for today because of the technical weird stuff. If it drops again mid, then we're done. So we're going to try. We could try. We'll see what happens.
Configuration profile screeners enabled.
What do we got? Oh, I hit the button. What happened?
Jim has joined the party.
What's going on? Why isn't it?
We're still waiting for Carol.
We're waiting for Carol. Come on, Carol.
Crazy Jim has 20 objects.
All right, here we go. All right, so we lost someone, but
welcome to this mini game park.
We're gonna try. I hate
crazy
computers.
Present. Game one.
And I teach them, but sometimes they make me really mad.
The castle's bonuses.
Castle's bonuses. Oh, don't get squished by the doors. All right, here we go. Don't get squished by the doors. Let me in. Oh, I wanted to go back out.
24 points. 21 seconds.
Come on, let me out. Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Your score is 45 points.
Woo-hoo-hoo! That was so good. 45. Yeah, no, we're going to figure out the lighting thing. Also, if you notice, my face isn't blocked anymore. I took the pop filter off, and I think that makes a huge difference. Now we just need to figure out my lighting, but we're going to figure it out, and it's going to be awesome. I would love a green screen behind me, but I don't have room for one. I mean, I guess I could put one.
Everyone's done. You're out of score. Your last score is
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Right now, it's not a huge deal.
Game two.
Game dose. Oof, that wasn't great, says
the Princess's Kittens.
Princess's Kittens. Hey, it's Athir's favorite game. Yeah.
The princess asked you to take care of all of her kittens.
I don't want to take care of your kittens.
Oh, yeah, this kitten is... You gave a nice girl.
I don't care what I did to the kitten.
Nice, and really enjoy.
Hey, remember when we played 10 turns of this? And, like, everyone lost the will to live.
You gave a nice caress. Oh, yeah, this kid.
Everyone was miserable. That was awesome. I was happy.
You gave a nice...
Ooh, I was right there. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah, this kitten is so...
There's too many kittens. Well, you know.
The kitten is broke. Sorry about the kitten. The kitten is
well, broke. I'm so sorry that the kitten is impatient, but I don't care. There's too many of you.
The kitten likes this.
Good. I don't care what the kitten likes. What you want is of no consequence
nice
to me.
Enjoy. Oh yeah, this kid. Oh yeah, this kid is a.
I want some sushi, by the way. Just random craving.
You gave a nice caress.
That would be really nice.
Oh yeah, this kid. Nice, a million.
Or some ramen.
Oh yeah, this kid is
but like real ramen.
Oh yeah, this kid.
Not like top ramen. Some pork belly and
17 points, 1 second.
You know what? I'll take the 17. That's good.
Your score is 17 points.
That works for me. I'll take the 17 and go with that. Then when I'm done here, I gotta make breakfast. I get some blueberry waffles. I should make. Do you like waffles? Yeah, we like waffles. Do you like pancakes? Yeah, we like pancakes. Whoa, you averaged 13 hours of screen time per day. That's not good. I mean, I've been using my phone a lot, but that makes me feel bad, I guess.
The princess loves the children of the kingdom. That's why she wishes to give them some gifts that she has packaged with care. In fact, Citizen will do it in her name. Press up, down, left, and right for each gift. And
wait, I have to package the gifts? Come on. This isn't fair. I don't like this princess. I really, really don't. It's like I'm doing everything for her. I'm taking care of her kittens, packaging up her stupid gifts, cleaning her windows, taking care of her garden. I don't like it. I don't like it. I'm not pleased by this. This is not good. Me and this princess have to have a talk about what is acceptable conduct. I'm not even getting paid, by the way. Princess isn't even paying me for all this
game
stuff.
Four.
What am I getting out of it?
The princess's garden.
Hey, speaking of the princess's garden.
The princess. You build a lot of.
What's the last one, though?
Nope.
That's okay.
Five.
Yay, I win.
Your score is 17 points.
Oh, the princess can't do anything. Her legs may fail her, and she may fall and get a bruise. Oh, yeah, even sorting dishes and monitoring the castle's wall. Yeah, really? Like, that's true. Like, I'm doing her dishes. I'm like, it's out of control. I guess I'm pulling weeds, too, even though it's not specifically being asked. Like, she didn't go like, hey, pull the weeds. Like, I'm pulling weeds, too. Like, this is ridiculous. I don't like this.
Server.
Oh, and I think I'm going to lose my connection. Maybe. Hold on. I drop more frames. I do not like dropping frames.
Press enter to continue. We're still waiting for Storm.
We're just waiting for Storm. So at least I'm still connected. This is getting out of control. I don't know what's up with Sparkle.
Game 5.
All right. Well, good. We're good. Whee. I want fiber.
The castle's wall.
They're bringing us... Oh, see, speaking of the castle's wall. So they're bringing us fiber to our area, but I don't think it's going to be cost-effective for us. Oh, I do not like it. All right, I'm going up here. Oh, come on!
You
gotta be kidding me!
Score is minus 4 points.
Oh, that's true. I'm getting revenge by stealing the castle's bonuses. Oh, and I have to molest butterflies for it, too. I forgot about that. Poor butterflies.
Everyone's done. You're out of scores.
Your max score is- oh, that was so annoying. I hate this. And you can't, like, there's a wall, so you can't even go. You have to go up, and then you got to go down, at least for part of that. And the soldiers just suck. I mean,
the castle's windows.
Oh, now I gotta wash the windows. Did we mention the windows, by the way? When we were talking about things that we have to do for her.
You build a water slide pool.
She needs to get those windows that you, you just flip them around. Those are great. You just inside, you flip them around, and then you wash the outsides, and then you're done. They're amazing. Everyone should have them.
Seven.
They're like a must-have. By the way, washing windows never goes this fast in real life, I promise you. I have done it. I hate it. Do not like washing windows. Really, I don't like doing any chores. I mean, like anything outside, I don't enjoy. I don't like pulling weeds. I don't like gardening. I don't like anything, really. I guess is what I'm trying to say. Certainly don't like mowing the lawn. Really, and I'm out of... Are there more up here? Oh my gosh, there are!
Your bucket is empty.
Oh, that's funny.
Your score is 22 points.
There were more up there. Why are the soldiers trying to kill you? Because they're jerks. Those are pretty standard now. Oh, the flippy windows?
Everyone's done. Here are the scores. Oh. Score 22 points. Werner score 22 points. Happy.
Yeah, I haven't... I've only seen Crazy flippy windows once. So I didn't realize that. There must be in newer homes. Like, the house that I lived in was very old. It was built in the 50s. It's going to be amazing that when we say with the 50s, we're going to actually be the 1950s. But yeah, my house was built in the 50s, and so it didn't have any of that stuff, and we never, you know, did any renovations on it and stuff like that. So, but yeah, no, I like the flippy windows. They're great. You just flip them around, clean the outsides, flip them back, and you're done. There's no more crawling around on a ladder, breaking your neck. I hate, like I said, I hate all the home improvement stuff. I used to do a lot of it when I lived at home. I'd fix all the things that were broken, and I'm tired of it. I just don't want to do it. I got bitten by a whole nest of fire ants and didn't die. Hey, blind gamer.
Game 7.
But I, Oh, this house was built with newish window or 46.
Listen carefully to the target's location.
Yeah, yeah. See, I would have liked to have had the money to do a lot of like the let's replace the windows. Which game are we playing? Oh, crossbow shot. Oh gosh. Okay. All right. I wasn't even paying attention. Oh man.
You get 10 points.
Oh, yeah, I could have gone over a little bit more.
Your score is 10 points.
Please don't post links, Computers for the Blind. Please read the rules. I ask that you don't post personal links here. But congratulations on creating a server. Just appreciate that you don't advertise on the channel. It's not what it's here for. Thanks, Big Blind Gamer. Appreciate it. Yesterday, I played the Peaceful Mountain, and the game got broken really hard. Yeah. Sometimes I think the... The board generation breaks a little bit, and sometimes I don't think we get...
We're still waiting for Storm.
Just waiting for Storm. I don't think we always get a fully functional level otherwise, but it's so rare that it's hard to check for.
The butterfly tree.
The two things I wanted in my house...
This is a tree which is the home of dozens of butterflies.
...were... central heating and cooling, and I really wanted those flippy windows, but I definitely wanted the central heating and cooling, and we didn't have it because of the way the house was built. And I called the heating guy and was like, can you do it? Or no, I called him, I'm like, what would it cost? And he was like, it doesn't matter what it will cost. I'm like, well, yeah, it kind of does. He goes, because I'm not doing it. He's like, it's, dude, the amount of work would be insane. He's like, it's cool if you guys can afford it. Like, that would be great. But I have to rip out all this ducting, run something through the attic, which I may not even be able to do. He's like, it's just not worth it for this house. He's like, I'm going to have to run all new ducting and everything. So,
-7 points.
It just wasn't worth it. It's funny when a contractor is just like, listen, I'm not doing this. Like, because who wants to, like, lose a job? But he was just real about it. He's like, we're not doing this. It's not worth it. And I was like, okay. But I do, that's one thing that if I owned, which I don't want to own a house, by the way, I'm happy to just, like, let someone do all the work. I just would not want to deal with all that stuff. Because, yeah, anything breaks, you fix it. Any appliances break, you're replacing them. And if you got the money to do that, that's awesome. I do not. Not yet. Maybe one day. Get back here.
10 points, 8 seconds.
Oh, I'm not doing well here. Oh, I got one more. Woo!
Your score is 11 points.
No, you're a good computer. Don't worry about it. Just letting you know. Thanks, Big Blind Gamer.
Everyone's done. You're out of scores. Lee Mervin scored 11 points.
Yeah, and every video, guys, there is a set of rules that if you can take a moment, like when you have a chance, just check them out. They're not really difficult to follow. But yeah, one of them is I prefer that you don't advertise. If there's something that you want to advertise, or sponsor, I invite you to contact me off stream. And we can talk about what's possible or whatever, but I don't think it's really fair when people come in and go, hey, I did a thing. I'm just going to like start advertising it, because that used to be a problem and no need for that. Okay, so we're just waiting for it. So I got 11 points. That was okay. That was pretty solid. All right. Next game.
Game nine.
Game number nine. So I think we're going to make it.
Butterfly powder.
Butterfly powder. Oh, this is the molesting the butterflies game I was talking about. Sorry, butterflies. And then do we talk about this? Like, when you rub the powder off of their wings, they actually die? Like, we're killing the butterflies right now. For this princess. Oh, it's up, down. Okay. I can't do this game. There we go. Ah. Fingers aren't working. Shush. No comments from the peanut gallery. Okay.
Your score is 18 points.
That's one of the best I've ever done. All right. Oh, yes. If you expand the description, you'll find them. There's a show button below the video. Thank you, Brendan. Yeah, I forgot that they don't. I should do a thing on that. Yeah. So if you're looking for Discord and stuff, lurban.me/chat.
Happy score 20 points.
And then there are links to all that stuff in the description. You just need to expand it out. And there's rules and donate links and all that good stuff. All right. One more game. Never gotten 20 on that one. Good job, Madeline, if you got it. Did you get it? I wasn't looking. If you got 20 on it, that's awesome.
The Princess's Aquarium.
Oh, the aquarium. Oh, we have to snip the snails. That's another thing we have to do for the princess.
Needs a lot of maintenance.
Is snip her snails. Shush.
Harmful state.
Don't even. Swimming in the aquarium, looking for the snails. I don't want to drown, because that would be real bad. That's a happy snail. Don't snip that one. There's a bad snail. That snail must die. Come here. Get. Oh, come on. There we go. All right, go up, 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 go up. Thank you. Oh, that was. Listen. That did not have to be a struggle. That was completely unnecessary.
10 points, 45 seconds.
One thing I do like about this game is it gives you plenty of time. I also may have put this in the water games. If I didn't, it needs to go in there.
14.11 seconds.
Oh, man!
Your score is 18 points.
Oh, did I get it? Why did you even say that? Why did you those words burst forth out of your maw? I don't know.
Everyone's done. Here are the scores.
I don't know what I was thinking, Brandon.
The game is ending. Let's see the results.
I don't think before I speak.
Now time to tell you your final rankings. Seb, 236 points. Werner, 199 points.
Good job.
Points.
Wow, Seb.
194
good job, Wandering Waves.
185 points. Habib, 177 points. Liam Irvin, 174 points.
Yay.
Superstar Steph, 174
good job,
points.
Steph.
Ungetty, 25-26, 157 points. Storm, 144 points.
Good job,
Sarcasm,
Storm.
119 points. You get the object gem, X5, for a total of 19.
That was really good. So it is currently 940. So I do need to end soon because I've got to go do things around the apartment. Normally I would do a third game, but it's going to be a little shorter this time. Want to remind you that we do have a Discord server. We do have all that great stuff. And please consider Discording. It is fun, and there is chatting that happens sometimes, and yeah, things are good. Reminder that there's a really cool Scrabble game. Check it out. It's called Wordvoyance, and you can find it at the link that I'm about to throw into YouTube chat. There it is. Ben's a cool dude. He has been killing me at this game. He's apparently a big Bare Naked Ladies fan and actually used the word cat, Q-A-T. And I called him on it immediately. I'm like, yeah, you know that song too, huh? So Ben's a cool dude. And he's making some cool stuff and trying to just make the world a better place by making games that everyone can play regardless of disability. Or if you don't have one, you can still play them. So that's really awesome. But I am out of here. I do want to thank you guys for being here. I'm going to try to stream Tuesday or Wednesday. We're going to check out some PGA Tour. I don't know how it's going to go. I would say don't expect much, but I like golf. So we're going to smack some golf balls, probably do really bad, but why not? It's free on EA Play. Might as well get it. Before I could cancel it, Sony snagged another year of EA Play from me. So at least I've got 1 year left before I get rid of it. So let's enjoy it. I'm also out of Game Pass codes. I need to reach out to some friends and see if I can get some new ones, especially if I get an Xbox. But yeah, for right now, whatever. So I want to thank you guys for being here as always. Thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good corn. And I'll be back in a couple days. Don't forget, Friday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern, chatting with viewers. Come have a coffee or an energy drink with me, and let's talk about our weeks. I will see you all later. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night.